Amazon's earnings fall thanks to a big jump in spending.
We've all gotten accustomed to, you know, getting packages from Amazon in 2 days. And now they're trying to do the same thing, but speed it up and now do it in 1 day. And that costs a lot of money.
And when the going gets tough at work, many employees don't feel comfortable going to human resources.
People said that they really cannot unequivocally recommend that people go to HR. These were people who are attorneys and activists and people really working to address harassment in workplaces across America. And they said that unfortunately at a number of companies, reporting issues of harassment can still have adverse career consequences.
It's Friday, October 25th. This is the AM edition of What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. We'll have those stories in a moment. First, here are some other stories we're following. It's been a tumultuous week for the impeachment probe into an alleged quid pro quo involving President Trump and Ukraine aid. I spoke with Wall Street Journal reporter Natalie Andrews, who says the Democrats are defending the closed-door depositions of current and former White House officials and plan to keep them closed.
This is an inquiry where they are gathering information. So Democrats point out that they are at an early stage of an investigation, that several House investigations, including the Republican-led investigation into the Benghazi attack, including the investigation conducted in the last Congress about Russian influence in the election, they point out that those were done in closed doors in order to gather information and in order to have witnesses not know what another witness said, since they're asking a lot of overlapping questions.
House Republicans, some of whom disrupted a hearing on Wednesday, have called for the hearings to be made public. Have the Democrats offered any timetable on when that might happen?
They haven't offered any timetable on when they will open up hearings or when they'll put out a report, when they'll do public hearings, but they've all said they like it. And Democrats have said things like they really want it to be in the next few weeks. Congressman Dean Phillips said that he'd like it something public by Thanksgiving. So they are kind of giving an indication that maybe this information gathering is in one phase and they're already looking at the next phase.
Andrew says more witnesses are scheduled over the next week, including on Monday, Charles Kupperman, former acting national security advisor.
He was on the July 25th call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. He'll be the first person to have firsthand knowledge of that call, so expect some interesting things there.
In a Wall Street Journal exclusive, the White House is planning to instruct federal agencies to cut their subscriptions to the New York Times and the Washington Post, according to administration officials. The move comes days after President Trump told his staff to cancel the White House's print subscriptions to the Post and Times, after expressing frustration with their coverage and calling them fake. The White House is weighing leaving about 500 U.S. troops in northeast Syria and for sending dozens of battle tanks and other equipment to protect them. It's the latest in an array of scenarios following President Trump's decision this month to remove all troops there. The options presented by military officials would represent a reversal from the American withdrawal Mr. Trump ordered. The president said Thursday he wanted to safeguard the region's oil fields, seen by Washington as potential leverage in future negotiations over Syria. The Houston Astros fired Assistant General Manager Brandon Taubman Thursday, 5 days after he profanely taunted a group of female journalists during a locker room exchange. The outburst happened late Saturday, following the Astros' victory in the American League Championship Series, as Taubman defended the team's decision to hire a pitcher with a domestic violence accusation in his past. This set off a firestorm of controversy, which intensified when the team accused a reporter of fabricating her account of the incident. Late yesterday, we learned that Amazon.com reported a 26% drop in third-quarter profit from a year earlier. Earnings for the online retail giant fell to $2.1 billion and missed analysts' estimates of $4.59 per share. It was the second straight quarterly profit miss for Amazon. Joining us with more is the Wall Street Journal's Sebastian Herrera. Sebastian, I saw that Amazon's top-line revenue was up sharply to $70 billion, but what was it that dented the bottom line?
So for a couple of years, Amazon had been providing, you know, really high profits to what investors had been used to for a long time. But what's happened recently is it's kind of gone back to investment mode, which is what the company has kind of been famously known for, always kind of diverting the revenue it gets back into investment and building out its shipping and delivery and logistics network. It did that for a long time, and then finally started to deliver kind of high profits. But what's happened recently is it's once again investing heavily into its shipping and delivery network, because it's trying to build out one-day delivery, kind of like how it did with two-day. We've all gone accustomed to, you know, getting packages from Amazon in 2 days for more than 100 million items on their website. And now they're trying to do the same thing, but speed it up and now do it in 1 day. And that costs a lot of money. So that's, you know, those costs going up are really affecting its bottom line.
How exactly does this impact Amazon's earnings? I mean, do we have to also figure in warehouses and where these things get shipped?
Right. It's everything from just the logistics end of it. So, the warehouses, the trucks they use, to increasing workforce. They're also investing heavily into that. So, for example, like in their second quarter, they said that they were going to spend $800 million to build out this one-day delivery network. And that was on the previous quarter. And they actually ended up spending more than that. And then in their earnings call, after their earnings posted, the chief financial officer said that they would be spending $1.5 billion during the fourth quarter towards the one-day effort. So that's, you know, basically double what they did in the second quarter. So it covers all aspects of what you can imagine trying to deliver, you know, to build out this kind of network, everything from the workforce to logistically making it happen.
Isn't the third quarter typically the period where spending really rises?
It is, because what companies, especially retail companies, do is they're preparing for the holidays, which is, you know, obviously a really busy period where a lot of the sales are driven. And so, you know, typically companies hire, you know, seasonal workers and, you know, spend on other efforts and discounts and whatnot. So it's typically one of the kind of higher spend periods from a retail perspective.
So I believe you mentioned they're going to spend more during the fourth quarter, which is the holiday period. And, you know, they also issued a profit warning for that 3-month period.
Right. The reason why they issued a profit warning is because their costs are, you know, going to once again go substantially up. They were already up 46% worldwide shipping costs in the third quarter. You know, they basically said these costs are going to, you know, continue. And in fact, we're going to spend more than we even did in the second quarter to build out this one-day delivery initiative. So that's why their guidance, at least short term, is to keep spending.
Well, you know, they still made more than $2 billion in third quarter income. What helped the bottom line?
Two of its really fast-growing businesses are its Amazon Web Services, which is its cloud business, and its advertisement businesses, which basically comes in the form of sponsored products in search and display ads on its website. Those have both been growing, you know, really fast. AWS grew substantially in the third quarter. The advertisements sector grew 43% or about there. And that's driving, you know, bottom line margins, because these are businesses that are in themselves really profitable, and that helps offset what is a much lower margin business of retail.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sebastian Herrera, thanks a lot, Sebastian.
Thanks for having me.
As part of the Wall Street Journal series on women in the workplace, today we explore when, or indeed if, it's wise to go to human resources. For issues such as harassment complaints, it would seem to be a no-brainer to contact HR. But the Wall Street Journal's Chip Cutter tells me that many employees are reluctant to go to their human resources department for problems in the workplace. Chip, at the recent Women in the Workplace Forum sponsored by the Wall Street Journal, a hot topic was, when is it wise to go to human resources for issues such as harassment claims? Or perhaps, is it wise to go to HR at all?
And this was a surprising question, and was one that came up in multiple panels throughout the day. People said that they really cannot unequivocally recommend that people go to HR. These were people who are attorneys and activists and people really working to address harassment in workplaces across America. And they said that, unfortunately, at a number of companies, reporting issues of harassment can still have adverse career consequences.
A rather interesting moment at the forum, according to your story, and this was in San Francisco, came when the audience was was asked if they trusted their HR departments.
That's right. The moderator, Michelle Ma, an editor here at the Journal, asked the crowd to raise their hands. Who trusts HR? And only about a quarter of those in the room could say that they did so. And I think that was an unscientific poll, but I think really telling about just the fear and perhaps the kind of doubt that some have in working with HR professionals.
Well, what were some of the complaints from forum panelists over the role of human resource departments?
Well, it came in a couple of ways. One was that one panelist said that she wanted more to look like her, that she wanted kind of greater racial and gender diversity in HR. And of course, this was in the context, too, of wanting that across corporate America. But she said that would make people feel safer. She said it's also just can be really traumatizing for women to report these claims because often they have to go alone. They can't bring a friend in the room, can't have someone with them, sometimes for legal purposes. So it can be really difficult. And I think that was one of the big concerns, just not knowing how their complaints would be handled. And so some called, for example, for companies to do more than just allow people to report. They wanted counseling. They wanted people to have conversations with each other about these really difficult topics.
Is another problem with HR concerning promotion, how people get promoted?
This was some data that came out of a study that McKinsey and LeanIn did together, and it was looking at the reasons people got promoted. HR leaders tended to think that people got promoted largely on merit, that they got promoted for their management abilities, for their leadership abilities, for example. But when that same question was posed to workers, they felt it often had more to do with someone's likability or someone's, kind of ability to navigate the office politics. So you can see the real disconnect here. And at the end of the day, another moderator, Nikki Waller, an editor here at the Journal, asked a panel of CEOs who was right. Is it the HR people or the workers? And Bernard Tyson, who is the chief executive of the healthcare giant Kaiser Permanente, he said that it really comes down to different experiences. Obviously, each side has their own views on this, but I do think it's just telling of kind of the role of HR in all these different decisions.
Is a big problem that too many workers fear the consequences of going to HR with complaints such as harassment? They fear there's going to be some sort of retribution or blowback?
That was something that did come up multiple times, and I think that is the fear, that people feel like they report, people can't. I think there's this concern that just reporting it could raise problems for the person who suffered the harassment and not the person who did it. And that was an issue that a number of panelists and experts assembled really said had to be addressed.
Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter, thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And finally, President Trump says he plans to attend Game 5 of the World Series in Washington on Sunday when the hometown Nationals host the Houston Astros. That's if there's a Game 5. The Nats are up 2-0 in the best of 7. Speaking in the Oval Office Thursday after awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to former auto racer Roger Penske, the president, with cameras clicking, was asked if he would throw out the first pitch.
I don't know. They got to dress me up in a lot of heavy armor. I look too heavy.
The Nationals will host Game 3 tonight at 8:07 p.m. Eastern. And that's what's news for this Friday morning. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.